Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Joe Sierwinski on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Lake Darling fisheries biologist Chad Dolan about ice fishing. With the weather getting colder and the ponds and lakes starting to freeze over, I imagine a lot of people in the area are probably going to start thinking about ice fishing. So what can you tell me about ice fishing in the area?
Well, first thing I would tell people is you probably want to wait until the ice is about 4 inches thick, and that'll support an adult pretty readily. If it's anything below that, you do want to be a little bit careful. I wouldn't risk it, you know, personally, below about 4 inches thickness, because, you know, ice doesn't freeze uniformly, for one. So, you know, if you've got 3 inches in one place, it could be 2.5 in another, so there's definitely some risk involved. But once you have, you know, 4 inches of ice, you're pretty good to go. You know, at least in northwest Iowa, people drive ATVs or other vehicles on the ice. You definitely need thicker ice for that. Probably 5 inches for like a snowmobile or ATV. Small cars or small pickups, you need 8 to 12 inches, and 12 to 15 inches for a medium-sized truck or larger. You know, obviously, again, my own personal feeling is that you're going to drive a truck on there, you better make sure that ice is plenty, plenty thick. People always need to consider that no ice is safe ice, meaning that there is always risk involved going out on the ice, so be real careful. So that aside, we're getting to that point, you know, where we've got some cold temperatures, we're freezing up fast, and, you know, ice fishing can be pretty awesome for people that want to get out there. So definitely I'd encourage people to do it. You know, people ought to be real cognizant that they should test the ice, you know, on the way out. People carry a spud bar, a stake or something like that to kind of feel the ice as they move forward. If it's got snow on top, definitely want to penetrate that snow and make sure you got hard ice underneath. But plenty of places to go around Washington. Lake Darling fisheries really come on, especially in terms of, you know, bluegill and crappie and bass. So I encourage people to take a good look at Lake Darling. And we haven't been able to say that in a while because of the renovation and things that have been going on and the time it's taken the fish to kind of grow back to sizes where they can be caught. But they're there, all the Lake Darling ponds, Clemens Creek Pond, Crawford Pond, you know, the list kind of goes on and on, but plenty of places to target, you know, for ice fishing this season.
All right. Do you know, like, about what the thickness of Lake Darling is right now, or is it, like, still too early to tell?
I couldn't say specifically. I haven't gone out and checked, but I would say we're not at 4 inches yet. I can tell you that much. You know, we're probably, you know, 2.5 inches thick, but gaining ice, you know, by the minute for that matter. So it won't be long. So best thing I could tell people is if you're going to come out and take a look, you know, drill test holes, you know, use a spud bar again, you know, test the thickness of that ice, make sure you're not penetrating. You know, ice is going to be a little thinner towards the edges just because, you know, the ice is closer to the bottom in essence, and there'll be a little heat held, you know, by bottom sediments and things. So it should get a little thicker as you go out. But definitely encourage people to test that and make sure. And again, you know, if you don't hit 4 inches pretty fast, then turn around and get off the lake or pond you happen to be fishing on.
Any other helpful hints or tips for ice fishing?
No, if you're going to get out there and you're going to target panfish, then you want to keep that bait small. Usually small teardrop jigs tipped with a spike work well. If you are not having luck in a particular spot or hole that you've drilled, don't spend a ton of time there. Move. And that's kind of the key to ice fishing is no luck, then move and try somewhere else. Target areas, you know, near submerged structure, you know, brush piles and things like that, they'll tend to hold fish. But if you're not seeing them there, you might try a little bit deeper water. And in some cases, you know, in larger, you know, lakes like Lake Darling, you'll find the fish sometimes pretty darn deep. So if you're only fishing 5-6 foot deep, you may need to look for somewhere that's 15, especially deep water structure and 15 feet of water. So really the key is just trying a bunch of different scenarios, really trying to find where the fish are, pattern those fish, and then target them appropriately. Of course, everything could change tomorrow. Right now, one of the big issues is really dealing with the cold. It's darn cold out there, real cold, killer cold for that matter. So people are going to venture out in this kind of weather. They need to dress appropriately in layers, make sure that their head and their fingers are protected with good gloves and hat. And then once they're out on that ice, if they're feeling cold despite, you know, dressing appropriately, they need to get off the ice. And as I mentioned, and I just keep reinforcing over and over, be really, really careful. You know, an individual that goes into the water in this type of weather literally have minutes before they succumb to the elements. So it's just about being safe as you can possibly be. That aside, there's some excellent fishing out there, so I encourage people to keep an eye on ice thickness and get out there and give it a try.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Chad Dolan. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Joe Sierwinski with KCII News.